home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source, and we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. Lots to get to on today's show. We will talk sports on this show today. But as always, we do the same 9/11 dedication every day. Can you, every year on this day, Ramona, can you believe that it's been 17 years?
No.
I mean, it seems impossible because the memory still seems so vivid in my mind. You know, there aren't many moments in your life that you remember exactly where you were, exactly how you felt. For me, that's the most significant such moment in my life. I remember exactly where I was, exactly how I felt. I remember the tears, the fear, the anger. Mostly the anger at what was being perpetuated on our country. In a few minutes, you will hear the six-minute dedication that we put together, that we play multiple times on this day every year. I encourage you throughout the course of the day, as you call for sports, to share your stories of your personal experiences on that day. I want that, so because I think it's important that we never forget. And as part of that, I'm going to bring you what Press Secretary Ari Fleischer's remembrances of that day, which he shares every year. And then we will close this segment with our six-minute dedication. Texas says, I turned 11 years old on 9/11. 17 years, Ramona, there are people who are just coming of age in life, licenses, driving, these kinds of things, who were barely born or not born yet.
That's true.
Ari Fleischer President Bush, always an early riser, was up, heading out for a run. A reporter from Bloomberg, Dick Keel, was also out for a run. And POTUS asked Dick to join him. It was a nice start to what seemed like an ordinary day. 7:59 a.m., American Airlines Flight 11 takes off from Boston's Logan Airport en route to Los Angeles. 8:14 a.m., United States Airline Flight 175 takes off from Boston, also heading for Los Angeles. 8:19 a.m., flight attendants on Flight 11 tell report to ground personnel that their plane has been hijacked. 8:20 a.m., again, this is Ari Fleischer, press secretary's account of the day. 8:20 a.m., American Airlines Flight 77 takes off from Dulles Airport outside Washington, D.C. en route to Los Angeles. 8:30, the motorcade carrying the president leaves the Colony Beach Resort en route to the Emma E. Booker Elementary School. 8:41 a.m., United Flight 93 takes off from Newark Airport in New Jersey en route for San Francisco. 8:46 a.m., American Airlines Flight 11 is flown into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. 8:50, as a motorcade pulled into the school, I received a page from Brian Bravo, an assistant in the White House press office, informing me that an airplane crashed in the World Trade Center. There were no iPhones back then. I had a flip phone and a pager. I got out of my car and approached POTUS to inform him of the news. He was shaking hands with school officials who were lined up to greet him as he entered the building. None of them knew the news. After the president finished shaking hands, Karl Rove told him. 8:50. Everywhere the president goes, there's a holding room set up with secure phones so he can communicate in case of emergency. He went into the hold and spoke to National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. Condi didn't have a lot of information. The president told her to make all the resources of the U.S. government available to New York City if necessary. At that moment, it seemed to us it might be a small plane that went off course and crashed. The president entered the room where he was scheduled to read to the second grade children. The teacher was named Kay Daniels. Here's the scene. He included a photograph. 9:03 a.m., United Airlines Flight 175 is flown into the South Tower. Brian Bravo sent me another page telling me the second tower was hit. I knew right away it was terrorism. Here's a picture of me receiving that page. I didn't know this picture existed until a few years ago. 9:05 a.m., Chief of Staff Andy Card does something I have never seen before or since. He walked into a live event and interrupted the president, whispering in his ear. A second plane hit the second tower. America is under attack. POTUS remained in the schoolroom for some 5 minutes. Filmmaker Michael Moore and others criticized Bush for not leaving immediately. Again, Bush said later he didn't want to alarm the children or nation by bolting out of his chair. He also wanted to collect his thoughts. I'm not interested in the politicalization of this event. Just to be clear, I had not even seen that tweet. President Bush returned to the holding room. He and the staff worked the phones trying to get more information about what was happening in New York City. Bush spoke with the VP, Condi, New York Governor Pataki, and FBI Director Mueller. Someone brought in a TV and we were able to watch what the rest of the nation was watching. 9:31 a.m., the president wanted to address the nation. The Secret Service was anxious to get him out of the school and onto Air Force One. His speech was previously scheduled to take place in the gym after the reading event. Bush went to the gym and addressed the nation. 9:30, Bush addressed the nation for roughly 1.5 minutes. Many commentators criticized the speech for being unsteady because he used the word folks, referring to the terrorists. 9:35, the motorcade departs the Emma Booker Elementary School for Sarasota-Bradenton Airport to board Air Force One. 9:37, Flight 77 crashes into the Pentagon. The president in the motorcade en route to the airport is informed by either Condi or the head of the USS's detail. I don't remember who. I later learned, this is Ari Fleischer, that two of my parents' friends lost their son, daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren on that flight. Charles Falkenberg, his wife, Leslie, and their two little girls, Zoe and Dana, were lost. 9:45, we boarded Air Force One. Instead of going to my usual seat in the cabin, I spent much of the day at the president's office taking notes on what he did and said. As we boarded, he told the USSS to be sure to get the first lady and his daughters protected. Bush then called Vice President Cheney. Sounds like we have a minor war going on here. I heard about the Pentagon. We're at war. Excuse me. Then he called Vice President Cheney. Cheney said, sounds like we have a minor war going on here. I heard about the Pentagon. We're at war, Bush said. He wouldn't say those words publicly until 9/12 because he wanted to focus on those who had lost their lives. After hanging up with Cheney, he turned to several of us in his office and said, that's what we're paid for, boys. We're going to take care of this. When we find out who did this, they're not going to like me as president. Someone's going to pay. 9:54, Air Force One takes off, ostensibly for Washington, D.C. There was a debate underway about the plane involving the USSS, the military, and Andrew Card about where we could or should go. We took off an exceptionally sharp angle upward. Years later, Air Force One pilot Colonel Mark Tillman told me he was warned there was a possible sniper at the end of the runway. It turned out to be a USSS counter sniper. It was the first of many false reports we would receive. 9:59 a.m., the South Tower collapses. 10:07, passengers aboard Flight 93, having heard about the other hijackers, try to retake the plane from the hijackers. The plane crashes into a field in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. The 9/11 Commission was not able to reach a conclusion, but they believe Flight 93 was destined to destroy either the Capitol building or the White House. They don't know which, but they believe it was one or the other. Imagine if those heroes had not taken down that plane. Air Force One is supposed to have the best communication equipment in the world. None of it worked well. We were barely able to watch TV. Reception came and went as we flew above the broadcast towers. Even military circuits for the phones were overloaded. 10:28 a.m., the North Tower collapses. 10:32, POTUS is on the phone with the VP, saying a call came into the switchboard saying Angel is next. Angel was the code word for Air Force One. Very few people are supposed to know that name. When Colonel Tillman, Air Force One pilot, heard about the call, he posted an armed Air Force security officer at the steps of the cockpit. I must have walked past him a dozen times without realizing why he was there. Years later, Tillman told me no one was going to be allowed upstairs. When we boarded Air Force One, we thought we could return to D.C., but that was the last place the USSS wanted POTUS. After the Pentagon was hit, we were told there were six aircraft that didn't respond to the order to land. That meant six missiles in the air. When Flight 93 went down in Pennsylvania, we thought there were now five. A debate ensued about where to go. POTUS wanted to get back to D.C. The vice president and others said not to. The decision was made to go to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. I would encourage you to check out Harry Fleischer's account. It's from someone who was there. He recounts these circumstances every year. The texts are coming in one after another, people's recollections of where they were, what they experienced that day. It's a day that will never be far from my thoughts. It's a day that every time I revisit it, I feel the same things all over again. And I think it's important every year on this day that we share memories of what transpired. First of all, for all those who perished, for all the innocents who lost their lives, for all the heroes aboard Flight 93. For all the hero first responders who ran headlong into the smoke and flames as others ran from it. To those civilians like Red Bandana, who in the final moments of their lives chose to try and save others, knowing full well that they were going to perish. When we come back, I will play our 6-minute dedication that we put together years ago. And as I indicated, all day long, I will take your thoughts. You choose to call in, both on sports and on your recollections, where you were, what you were feeling. You're welcome to participate. We'll take a quick break. Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
We have the trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley's pre-owned department is stocked full of trucks of every make. Visit HendrickHondaSC.com and click on trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley has dedicated ASC-certified mechanics that inspect every vehicle and repair or replace anything that fails our inspection. Hendrick Honda Easley shows you our repair order as well as the Carfax. Every pre-owned vehicle we sell comes with a warranty. Escape the everyday and experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Tackle the day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
We hear of the creation of an automatic talking head.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Type of rejoins all day today on the show. The texts are absolutely endless. If I've missed yours, it's not by intent. It's just that there are so many. Just to give you some examples before we go to our dedication. September 11, 2001, I was in PE in the 11th grade. I decided that I wanted to be a soldier. That day showed me no matter how ugly it gets, we can pull together. I joined in July of 2003, proud to have served such a wonderful country. Thank you for your service. You know, if anything, Ramona, and it may have been fleeting, but this is who we are as a people. This is how we respond. In the wake of 9/11, we were all one. There was no more black, white, Republican, Democrat. We were a melting pot of people who had been attacked on our soil, as had only happened one time previously in our history. And in those moments, we instantly become the best that we can be. I remember sitting in the texter 395. I remember sitting in 10th grade government class when the news broke about 9/11, and we watched in the classroom shortly after they let school out early to be with our families. Another, I was in the 10th grade in high school. That day I knew I would join the military and fight against those responsible. Thank you for your service. Tim and Pendleton, love this show you do every year. A lot of folks don't take time to remember. I appreciate you doing this. Thank you, Tim. Brittany Anderson, and this is, you know, this is the other type of person, Ramona, that was so young at that time. Brenton Anderson, while I was sitting in second grade, my teacher stopped everything. In all classes, they brought in the school TV and everybody watched what was going on for the remainder of the day. I was 4 years old on 9/11. It's the earliest event I can remember in my life. It's really weird to think that I'm probably the youngest generation who can actually remember the event happening. That's from Jack and Clemson. Walt, my most touching memory of 9/11 is watching my daughter, who was one at the time, play while we watched in utter disbelief, disgust, terror, anger. All I could think of was her innocence. And that led me to think of all those innocent people who were murdered that day. We should never forget our innocent fellow Americans, John and Anderson. Texture 561, single best show of the year. They don't stop. Somebody are asking me where I was getting that, reading that information. That timeline is Ari Fleischer on Twitter. He was the press secretary at that time. You can find that. He does it every year. I thought it was worth reading. We're going to play for you now the clip that we put together. I will warn you that I don't care how many times you hear what you're about to hear. This is tough. Play it, Ramona.
You have 44 unheard messages. First message.
Mark, this is your mom. The news is that it's been hijacked by terrorists. They are planning to probably use the plane as a target to hit some site on the ground. If you possibly can, try to overpower these guys if you can, because they'll probably use the plane as a target. So I would say go ahead and do everything you can to overpower them, because they're hell-bent. Okay, I love you, sweetie.
Hey, Mark, Amanda, where are you? Call me, please. Bye.
I'm a little freaked out watching all this stuff.
Worried about you, so I just want to know where you are.
There's one flight that they say is headed toward San Francisco. It might be yours, so if you can, group some people and perhaps do the best you can to get control of it. I love you, sweetie. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Planes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
That's incredible.
In an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
God. Oh, the next building is another one. Oh my God.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay.
The entire building has just collapsed. It folded down on itself, and it is not there anymore.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
Not to worry, because worry is wasteful and useless.
They have shut down all aircraft takeoffs.
There's obviously massive casualties.
And another apparent explosion at the Pentagon in Washington.
We thought it was debris, and we realized it was people jumping.
Feel myself around.
Well, this is a horrible attack.
Light the darkness most fear.
Flames engulfing what's left of the World Trade Center.
My hand, the small.
Among the emergency workers, I can hear them screaming the police code for help.
Not yours, they are my own, and I am never broken.
A free American people will not be intimidated.
Our resolve has not been weakened,
nor will we be defeated
by these horrific and cowardly acts.
And justice will be done.
I will pray.
Really don't know.
I will get down on my knees.
In this. Will be. But I do know that God is speaking.
My hands are small, I know.
I have to believe that in my heart.
They are my own.
And I have to know that God will use even this tragedy to shake up the world.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. Make no mistake. We will show the world that we will pass this test. Pass this test.
I love you. I'm in the World Trade Center. The building was hit by something. I don't know if I'm going to get out, but I love you very much. I hope I'll see you later. Bye.
He just said, I want to let you all know that I love you very, very much in case I don't see you again. that the plane has been taken over by hijackers.
Tuesday, 9:47 a.m.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I don't know what to say. There's three guys. They've hijacked the plane. I'm trying to be calm. We're turned around. And I've heard that there's planes that's been flown into the World Trade Center. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
End of message.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
Texter says, this is making me cry my eyes out. While I saw those people affected by this in person, I lost my friends and a piece of myself fighting because of this. I love that you do this every year, even if it kills me. Another text says, damn it, Walt, you get me every year. Brooke says, I'm sitting here in my truck, teary-eyed and shaking, as I was the day it happened. Rashad from Greenville says, right on, Walt, just sent chills up my spine. Carlin Pickens writes, there are no words. Thank you, Walt, for caring. You know, actually, thank all you. Because it is on this day every year that I'm reminded just how unified we still really are. And that people still care. No one's forgotten. And it brings it all back. And the texts are just endless. Again, I apologize if I'm missing yours. Daddy's... Where did it go? I can't even keep up with them. I apologize. I'm seeing so many incredible texts. I just can't keep up with them. I mean, they're just, Walt, this is gut-wrenching. Takes me back to the moment. We all need to feel this. We became one this day. Wish our country could mend our differences we have now. It's from Russell and Easley. I'm getting many people, Daddy Sip writes, Walt, you're doing a great thing today. Thank you for not forgetting. I've listened every day since you've been here. Love you and the show. Thank you. But let me tell you something. It's, as I say, the response to this every year is overwhelming. And And it, if anything, it seems to grow. It seems to grow. And as I indicated, it's this day every year that this sort of rekindles my faith in people. My faith in who we are. Because I think it's at times it seems so easy to lose that. You know, all we ever seem to do is fight, bicker about trivial things. And then, you know, when you hear those voices, those haunting voices of people who knew they were at the end, who were either trying to save others or trying to tell their loved ones goodbye. It gives you a whole new perspective on just life in general and on what really matters. And the days will pass and we'll forget again. We'll move on and back to the bickering and back to those type of things. But for a day a year, here, it stops. And you can still see it. You can still feel it in all these responses that just do not stop. They do not stop. The text line has just exploded. Exploded. So many heroes. So many heroes on these text lines, Ramona. So many people. I mean, I can't even count the number of texts from people who were kids who saw it happening and it was their call to action.
To serve our country.
To serve our country.
Yes.
I thank all of you. I thank every single one of you. As I said, on this day, every year, my sort of faith in who we are gets renewed. We'll take a quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Again, I will entertain your calls if you want to contribute in that manner. You are free to do so on the phone lines all day on this day. You can talk about sports. You can talk about it in combination. You can talk about just sports. I'll leave all that up to you. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
It's family weekend at Death Valley as your Clemson Tigers hit the field. The Georgia Southern Eagles are coming to town, and we'll be sure to show them a good time. Catch every minute, starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show on the Clemson Tigers Network.
All the action starting with the Tiger pregame show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hit a home run with 2019 baseball and softball gear at First Team Sports. First Team has the best selection in the upstate with a wide variety of bats to choose from, including DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, and Rawlings. Try out a demo bat with unlimited swings or gloves in their in-house batting cage. They also have brand new fielding, catchers, and first baseman baseball and softball gloves in Wilson A2K, Rawlings, Mizuno, and Louisville Slugger. First Team Sports. Play local, buy local on 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Why Crute LED? Our products make a difference. A difference in daily cost of operation with lower electric bills and less maintenance for a better lit parking lot, a more productive office, a safer workspace, and happy customers. Why Crute LED? Because we do all the paperwork to process your eligible Duke Energy rebates and credit them off your cost of installation up front. Why Crute LED? Innovation and experience that delivers the right products with easy installation using the latest technology. Call Crute LED today at 864-401-8156 and put us to work for you.
SUVs cost less and travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering a 2018 Explorer four-door V6, just $25,999. And remember, George Coleman Ford does not charge any document fees. SUVs do cost less and travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Includes $5,500 in factory rebates. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Price does not include sales tax.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
No one's better than Walt's Neptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Fight's not over till one man taps out, okay?
Yeah. Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. Trip in Buford writes, so touching. You're great. Thank you, Trip. Oh, it's not me. Every year, I pulled over to cry. Then he writes after that, I'm 67 years old.
It doesn't matter how old
it doesn't
you
matter
are.
How old
That's,
you are.
I mean.
Ethan in Salt Lake. Tears every year. Thank you for sharing, honor. Now, again, thank all of you. Another text. God bless you. Best darn show ever. Awesome way to remember. Thank you so much. I just have the opportunity to do this. It's clear to me that there are hundreds of people on the text line right now who had the opportunity to be doing the exact same thing. It's not about me. It's about all those people. It's about those people on Flight 93 and all those civilians who acted to save people and all those first responders who acted to save and all of you who signed up for the military and And that provided you the impetus to want to defend our country. Now, I just have the forum. That's all I have. But I thank each and every one of you. And as I said, you're welcome to contribute to the show in any way you choose today. If you want to just go sports, you're welcome to. If you want to continue this conversation, you're welcome to. I mean, it doesn't matter to me if we speak a word of sports today. That's the way the show works every year. Just however you want it is fine with me. I mean, I have some sports subjects that are on my mind that I'll probably get to, things that I want to talk about. But you know, you can play it any way you want today. It's your show. Ohio Tiger, I appreciate you getting in.
Oh, thanks, Walt. Thanks for the show today. Big show. So I have two points to make in relation to that day. So first, my entire family from Ohio had traveled up to Boston to my cousin's wedding. That was on a Sunday, the 9th. And they all traveled the day before on the 10th, on Monday, and had gone through that Newark airport, the same flights the day before, the first plane to hit the first tower. But in that process, my cousin, who got married, told my aunt that she was going to switch her flight from Monday to Tuesday. That's September 11th, going to Hawaii eventually, but going, you know, through New York. When the planes crashed, we all know that the phones across the country went down, and my entire family spent the day basically in mourning, thinking that my cousin had been on one of those flights that Tuesday. Fortunately, when the phones came back up, she was able to get in touch from Hawaii to my aunt and tell her that they did, in fact, rush and made the plane on Monday and didn't delay it because of all the busyness for the wedding. So she made it. But also on that same day, that morning, my nephew was born. So spent the morning in the hospital with my sister, who she had heard that something bad had happened and asked us and everyone around her to shut it out and not bring it up. And she spent about a month basically in darkness on September 11th. But when I think back to it, I know where I was. I have friends who signed up for the military. My nephew was born. My cousin didn't switch her flight to the flight hit the building. But, you know, it's a day that hopefully is not lost on many who, as the years go by, they don't forget, you know, the tragedy of that day and the heroism and all the bravery and the sacrifice that so many laid on the line that day for a lot of reasons. So thanks again, Walt.
Thank you, Ohio Tiger. Thank you for sharing that.
I appreciate your day.
Thank you, Ohio Tiger. I appreciate you. Look, if you want to share your stories today, where you were, what you remember, as I indicated, you are welcome to do so. And I want to get Ramona's remembrances as well. You know, I there are so many indelible images. Daniel Houston writes, "Well, I tried to hold back the tears, but I couldn't. Thank you for using your show to remind us of how great America is and always has been. Flight 93 phone calls and the people who rang to sign up for the military get me the most. The country really came together after that tragedy." It's Texter 616. You know, I there are so many indelible images. The images of first responders running headlong into the chaos, into the smoke, into the flames, without regard for their own safety. You know, a lot of these people had families too. They wanted to go home at the end of the day and at the end of the night. But in those moments, they were selfless. And many of them gave all. I will never forget the images of 9/11. Amongst them, I will never forget the images of people being forced to jump from buildings to their death. I will never forget those images. People who made the conscious choice to jump out of buildings because they were being incinerated. Texas Wall, I just moved to the area. I appreciate what you're doing today. I was in high school biology when we were attacked. My best friend and I enlisted in the Marines. 1.5 years later together, I served 2 tours in Afghanistan. And there's more to this text, and I'll probably lose it because it, but regardless, thank you. I have a feeling that he lost his friend. I don't know. I can't find the rest of the text. The text says, I agree, Walt. Watching people jump was probably the most horrifying thing we could see. Yeah, it's not that those people were cowards. They had no choice. They were going to die. They just chose their death. They were going to be incinerated in flames that I think those some of those temperatures were like 2,000 degrees. Back to Northland Communication phone lines. Gamecock Bill. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing good. Well, how are you?
Hey, Bill. I appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I was just going to say, and I think about this every year, about the same time you do, but I was in the Marine Corps, and I was part of Desert Shield, Desert Storm in the early 90s. And actually, the day that this happened 17 years ago, my daughter had just been born the day before on the 10th, and I'd actually just put my ex-wife into the bathroom for a sitz bath and went out to take care of my child and thought it was an actual movie trailer when I first saw it on the Today Show. I was like, wow, that's going to be a good movie. And lo and behold, it wasn't a movie. And I was kind of celebrating life and death all in
the same moment,
period of about 24 hours. And it was really a crazy thing. I mean, it was just amazing. And to think that my daughter, I mean, beautiful in every way, but it's always got a little bit of sadness when birthday comes around because you think about all those people that lost, and all those people that lost everything, and I'm celebrating life, and they're mourning death, and it's a tough deal, man.
Oh, I understand,
Bill. Hey, Bill, first of all,
thank you for your service, and thank you for sharing your story. I understand that conflict. It must have been.
I mean, how you just celebrate life of something so beautiful when something's so tragic. Right. I mean, it's just, man, what an emotion.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put
that
out.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that. Think about that, Ramona. You had a guy who served, whose daughter was born basically at the time this happened. And, you know, and every year for him, it's this conflict of wonder for the celebration, the birthday of his daughter, right. And at the same time.
And then immediately after that, right. Thinking about this.
Tragedy. And you know, and Texture 230, it's disappeared now. I mean, they're moving so quickly. But, you know, he brought up another fact. You know, a lot of those people are still being impacted because the people who ran headlong, many of them developed conditions afterward, and even their children have been impacted. So there were prices to pay for the heroism, even those who lived. It wasn't immediately felt. Similar to some of the things that happened to military personnel in the past, in terms of chemical impacts and things of that sort. William, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Yes, sir. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I mean, this is really, it's kind of related to 9/11, but my granddad was a Marine. He died at Normandy. My dad served in Vietnam. When something like that happens to this country, it kind of hits me hard. You understand what I'm saying? Because people don't understand. The people don't understand the price that had to be paid for the freedom that we have now. I mean, these millenniums and I don't mean to put anybody down, but they don't have a clue the sacrifice that was made. You understand what I'm saying? If that makes any sense.
William, I get it, but let me restore a little bit of your faith, because my text lines have exploded with tweets from millennials, from people who are still young, who all experienced this at a really early age and then made decisions to serve their country and the like. I mean, I can't even keep up with them. They're so voluminous. So.
Okay, well, I stand corrected, brother. I'm sorry. I didn't mean no disrespect. I know 9/11 hit this country hard, and every time it comes around, it hits me even harder. But anyway, dude, you have a good day, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean no disrespect.
No, William. I just wanted to, you know, restore a little bit of your faith as well, because again, it's just to give you a little sample of what I'm seeing on my text lines, because the numbers are just amazing. So. Right. Thank you, William. Right.
Well, you guys, I appreciate your thing on it, but you have a good day. Okay?
Thank you, William. You too. And by the way, that texter before, let me see if I can find it. Yes, Walt, my friend was killed halfway through his first tour. Today is painful for many reasons. Today is emotional for many reasons. So many of us joined because of that attack. Many more have died as a result. Yep. But again, you know, take faith in the fact that there are so many young people responding to this. I can't, it's astonishing. So take faith in knowing that and that fact. Amazing. Let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Doctor of optometry Paul Coppola founded 1996. Vision correction, contacts, lens dispensing. Everything is guaranteed. Glasses, contacts, you name it. He'll give your money back if it doesn't work for you. Custom frames and lenses. They make the lenses themselves, so they're quicker and often can reuse your frames. Everything gets explained until you get it. Third location in Pendleton, now across from the QT. Let me give you the Clemson number again, 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, 111 Retreat Street in Westminster, and the new location in Pendleton. I'll give you the Clemson number. You can reach any of them through them, 864-654-4141, 654-4141. I'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process.